You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. If you're not familiar with All Ears, the group performs auditory theater out of First Baptist Church in Kalamazoo, which we later rebroadcast on WMUK. Ron Centers is a veteran at All Ears Theater and has worked with just about every theater in town. While actors in All Ears don't have to memorize a script, Centers says radio acting comes with its own set of challenges.
You don't have facial expressions or movements with your body. Everything is with the voice. And it was, in the beginning, a little difficult not having those other crutches to work with. So you kind of become focused as to listening to yourself more, as to how your character is being portrayed and perceived by the audience. And frankly, I think it's helped me become a better actor because I'm listening more to myself and understanding more how I'm being received by the audience.
Another challenge, the theater tries to produce everything live. And not just the acting. That includes music and sound effects, too. Don Ramlow is the founder and producer of All Ears and directs many of its plays. He says the theater tries to make the sounds as authentic as possible. That means nothing you would hear in a Mel Blanc cartoon.
You want your sound effects to be real so that if somebody's listening, not watching, but listening, they get between the dialogue and the sound they hear, they go, oh, that's exactly what that is. One time we had an old-fashioned phone booth sound effect where somebody had to get inside the phone, a phone booth, and dial. Well, how do you create the sound of that door opening up into the phone booth? You know, because I don't want to use recorded effects only where absolutely necessary. I want this created live. And so someone one day just said, well, you know, I've got this old wooden ironing board, not the metal ones like we have nowadays, but an old wooden one. And they brought it in, and when they opened it up, it was perfect. It had that exact sound of a phone booth door being opened up. And so they came up with that. We didn't. We did another show where we had to have a certain type of squeak that I have something called a squeak box. We've used it in quite a few shows, but we had a slightly different squeak we wanted for something like a coffin being opened up. And one of our people had been at a garage sale, and there was this old beat-up plastic ice cooler that had rusted so bad on the hinges that it was should have been thrown out. And when he opened it, it gave this squeak, and he went, wow. So he bought it. And now when there's a need for this particular type of squeak, they call him up and say, can we borrow your cooler? And he's never had it lubricated or anything because that's got that sound that we want. That's the fun part of sound effects, is keeping it realistic.
While the theater will do some of their old favorites like the Green Hornet and the Bickersons, the highlights this year would have to be the local plays and adaptations. Ron Centers says he's directing a two-part performance of Ramlow's version of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
You won't find very many similarities between the movies and the show that we're doing because of copyright. You know, for instance, there won't be ruby slippers. There'll be silver slippers like what's in the book. It won't be the yellow brick road. It'll be the brick road. What is it? Painted yellow.
Painted yellow. Yeah.
And there'll be, you know, but the whole essence of the story will be in our radio show.
And the next one is The Importance of Being Earnest, which I'm sure many of us are familiar with, on May 16th. And this is a 30-minute adaptation by Deborah Hanley. How long is the usual play?
A regular play of that would probably be, about an hour and 45 minutes to an hour and a half long, depending on how they stage it. As Deb said, I took all the funny stuff and put it into this version. So, you know, what she's done is lifted all of the key points, plot points, with all its very good humor, and consolidated it down just to this 30-minute production. And I've read the script. I've got that script in hand, and it's very funny. It's very funny. The audience is going to love it, especially those who are familiar with the story, seeing it condensed so much into the way it is. I think they're going to love that particular performance.
Well, and of course, as we've seen in the past few years, there have been quite a few films coming out of Oscar Wilde, of Jane Austen, you know, these kinds of great classical writers that, you know, we've kind of condensed their stuff to the real action of the thing moving a little bit faster.
Right, because these would have been typically called drawing room comedies or in the early days. And like you said, we've increased the pacing on it. And interestingly enough, this particular play is surfaced in several other big screen movies that have been out there. Sometimes it's been a play within a play, where there may be part of the plot is people going to see this show, and they show 5 minutes or whatever it is. So this is very well known to a lot of people, even if they're not necessarily familiar with the whole story.
We have Vaughn Washington's The Cowfoot Stand Down, which I was interested in that one. It's about a woman visiting her aunt and uncle and starts to see nightmares about this cowfoot woman. And is that an urban legend?
It's actually a story that's been in a lot of different cultures. And Vaughn happened to pull from one culture, I think in the Indies or thereabouts, when he was looking at this. And what it is the actual thing was, used to be when they made peg legs for people and stuff, sometimes they would take and make legs out of cows and stuff like that, you know, an artificial leg. They would use that to create. And so they had this big stump of a leg that was made from, you know, animals and stuff like that in the early days when you're doing things. So part of that comes out of that. And she was kind of... what would you call it, like a witch doctor in some ways, did all sorts of things to help cure people and everything else and bring about change. And so that's kind of where the focus is coming a little bit for that, okay, to work from that. Vaughn's, I haven't seen Vaughn's script yet, so I don't know exactly how much he's pulling out of that particular story that he's got there, but I know it's all-encompassing from many different cultures that he's put there. And of course, Vaughn's a retired instructor from here at Western Michigan University also. So
we have The Ventriloquist Curse on March 7th. Talk about that a little bit, Don.
This is an original radio play written by one of our regular actors, Rick Fontaine. He does a terrific job as a writer. And basically what he's done is put this kind of supernatural story together that's an adventure story involving a ventriloquist and his dummy and mysterious things going on with a woman character in the story. And the whole idea for the listeners is going to be, what exactly is going on with this dummy? Is this a possessed dummy? Or is this just a straight mystery? We don't know. And so that's kind of the adventure part of it, you know, is to figure out how all of these things come together. And I'm very excited about it. We really enjoy doing original stories whenever possible, because it's fun to see the creative minds of our local writers come to life through the efforts of all of the performers when they're doing the show. I think that's really a lot of fun. And the performers, I think, like it because it's a chance to create a new character.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think, Ron?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's fun because no one else has done this character. So you're putting your stamp on it. You're not... trying to recreate what someone else has already done. It's your creation, which is, it's pretty exciting. A lot of fun.
That was Ron Centers and Don Ramlow of All Ears Theater talking about this year's season. We'll have a link to All Ears' taping schedule at First Baptist Church on our website. All Ears is rebroadcast on WMUK Sunday nights at about 7:30. The first play of the season, The Green Hornet, will tape on January 10th and air on February 7th. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.